listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Pledge to drive so others survive. That's the message this National Road Safety Week. Charles Hayne from the Road Safety Commission says all drivers have a responsibility to do the right thing.
We've had a really bad start to the year. 63 people have lost their lives, many of them in the regions. And in most cases, it's a case of people driving too fast.
There's calls to have the identity of the police officer who fatally shot a Geraldton woman released. The family of 29-year-old JC urging the court to lift a suppression order concealing the officer's identity ahead of a coronial inquiry into the incident later this year. The officer acquitted of a count of murder following a trial in 2021, saying he never wanted to harm JC, only firing his gun because he thought she was going to stab him. The search for WA's best stakes sanger has returned. The Club Cervantes, a local contender for this year's country prize. Voting is open online until May 27, when the finalists will be announced. An Exmouth brewery is set to open up shop in Geraldton. Frothcraft Brewery will open a tavern in the city. City of Greater Geraldton Mayor Jerry Clune says it's an exciting development for the region.
Right in the middle of town on the corner of Cathedral Avenue and Foreshore Drive there. They won't actually be operating as a brewery, so it'll just be as a tavern license with the food and beverage type things there.
In sport, another huge weekend for the Geraldton Buccaneers in the NBL 1 West, the side claiming two victories in the weekend's doubleheader. Saturday's game saw a 96-87 win over the Senators, with a 93-70 win victory over the Eastern Suns yesterday. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.